Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
There's no question that our culture has become supportive of non-biblical values at a warp speed, if you will, over the last 10 or 15 years. But it's been a progressive thing, and we can't ignore that. As the scriptures say, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. But there's a way to respond that is that natural knee-jerk response of the flesh, and there's a way to respond that's a lot more like a Daniel or even a Joseph in scripture.
Talk about how Daniel dealt with some of those issues, you know, as the evil increased. I mean, he was willing to take a stand, but he also had humility. So help us find the balance there.
One of the things that caused me to consider writing this book and piqued my interest in Daniel years ago was, as I read through it, I often put a lens on and ask a question as I read through Scripture. So one time reading through Daniel, I just asked myself, what was his attitude towards everybody? And I not only saw his hope and his sense that God's in control, but for the first time I saw how respectful he was in every single dealing with everybody. And his humility, you know, we can talk about having humility, but if we act arrogant, we don't have it. Humility washes feet. Humility treats people with respect. And it is amazing to see the humility with which Daniel treated even Nebuchadnezzar, a guy who mocked God and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Even when he finally gets to deliver to Nebuchadnezzar that a judgment is coming, he doesn't say, man, I've been praying for this a long time. Thank God. And here's what's going to happen to you. He says, O king, I wish it was anybody but you. So he apparently was so respectful and served Nebuchadnezzar so well that he kept getting promoted. Nobody's ever promoted who's disrespectful or doesn't serve their boss. And that's a thing I think often we miss in today's Christian culture here in America, is the call to be respectful even to God's enemies and to serve. Jesus washed the feet of Judas.
You know, I'm sure you probably have people that are always pushing you for more or looking for more and end up leaving because you don't have the right kind of volume into your rhetoric.
Yeah, that very much. They think if we don't scream and yell, if we don't do big programs, and I'm always saying no, a glacier at the end of the day does far more than an avalanche. I have a Shirtel relative that unfortunately was killed in an avalanche, and 10 or 12 years later, you can't even tell that it was there. So great fury and all of that happens at once, but then it's gone. You go and look at a glacier, it doesn't seem like much is being done, but a Yosemite is being carved out. And when it comes to trying to train our people to make a difference in the world, if I can create more glaciers for Jesus, I'm going to get a lot more done than if I have a lot of avalanches for Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.